Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Ksubos Daf Ein Vav, seventh parak Hamadir. The Zichu Maseches Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachzachas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings a third interpretation of the Mishnah on Daf Ein Hey Amud Aleph, where the Reish is a case when the Kala's blemishes were discovered in her father's house, and the Seif is a case where they were discovered when she was in her husband's house. Rashi explains that the following interpretation from Rav Ashi explains the entire Mishnah according to the view of Rav Gamliel, that a chazaka of a body is sufficient to exact money from another. Rav Ashi said, Reisha manu la'aba biyadcha. The Reisha, where she's still in her father's house, is equivalent to someone saying, you owe my father a mana. Since the girl is only mekudeshes, and if she were to get divorced, the ksuba would go to her father, as she's still a minor, the claimant against the husband is her father. Therefore, the chazaka of her body cannot be used to support his claim. Seifa manu li biyadcha. The seifa, where the defect is discovered after she's married, is equivalent to someone saying, you owe me a mana, since in that case, the ksuba is paid to her. Therefore, her chazaka supports her claim for the ksuba. Rav Ach Breid Rav Avya unsuccessfully challenges Rav Ashi. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamachlif par b'chamor, if someone exchanges a cow for a donkey, umashach bal chamor es a para, and the original owner of the donkey pulled the cow to effect the kinyan, but the owner of the cow did not have a chance to pull the donkey before the donkey died, as it was in a different location at the time, and he now claims that the donkey died before the cow was pulled, so that the kinyan never took effect. It's on the owner of the donkey to bring proof that his donkey was still alive at the time the cow was pulled. If he cannot prove it, he must return the cow to its original owner. Tosfos explains that even though the donkey owner has the advantage that the doubt arose in the cow owner's reshus, since it took place after the transaction, and the donkey had a chazaka of being alive, nonetheless he must prove the donkey was alive at the time of the transaction. Since the whole kinyan is questionable, because the donkey may have already been dead at the time, the cow is assigned to its marakama, its last definite owner. Shmuel's statement concludes, Vatana tuna kala, and the Tana of our Mishnah teaches this principle regarding the kala. The Gemara will analyze this final statement. And pointing with you, the Mishnah said that the Chachamim said that the rulings were stated, b'mumishu b'seser, with regard to defects in unexposed parts of the body. Rav Nachman said, "Benikba kamumin shebaseisu dami, and epilepsy, where seizures cause the woman to fall to the ground, is like defects in unexposed parts of the body." The Gemara clarifies, "Vahani mili dekliyo isman." This is only when the condition has a fixed time, so the woman can conceal it by not going out. But if the time is not fixed, kamumin shebagaluli dami, it's like a defect in an exposed part of her body, since her condition is probably known. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara brings a third interpretation of the Mishnah Daf Ein Hey Amud Aleph, where the Reish is a case when the Kala's blemishes were discovered in her father's house, and the Seif is a case where they were discovered when she was in her husband's house. Rashi explains that the following interpretation from Rav Ashi explains the entire Mishnah according to the view of Rav Gamliel, that a chazaka of a body is sufficient to exact money from another. Rav Ashi said, Reisha manu la'aba biyadcha. The Reisha, where she's still in her father's house, is equivalent to someone saying, you owe my father a mana. Since the girl is only mekudeshes, and if she were to get divorced, the ksuba would go to her father, as she's still a minor, the claimant against the husband is her father. Therefore, the chazaka of her body cannot be used to support his claim. Seifa manu li biyadcha. The seifa, where the defect is discovered after she's married, is equivalent to someone saying, you owe me a mana, since in that case, the ksuba is paid to her. Therefore, her chazaka supports her claim for the ksuba. Rav Ach Breid Rav Avya unsuccessfully challenges Rav Ashi. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamachlif par b'chamor, if someone exchanges a cow for a donkey, umashach bal chamor es a para, and the original owner of the donkey pulled the cow to effect the kinyan, but the owner of the cow did not have a chance to pull the donkey before the donkey died, as it was in a different location at the time, and he now claims that the donkey died before the cow was pulled, so that the kinyan never took effect, it's on the owner of the donkey to bring proof that his donkey was still alive at the time the cow was pulled. If he cannot prove it, he must return the cow to its original owner. Tosfos explains that even though the donkey owner has the advantage that the doubt arose in the cow owner's reshus, since it took place after the transaction, and the donkey had a chazaka of being alive, nonetheless he must prove the donkey was alive at the time of the transaction. Since the whole kinyan is questionable, because the donkey may have already been dead at the time, the cow is assigned to its marakama, its last definite owner. Shmuel's statement concludes, Vatana tuna kala, and the Tana of our Mishnah teaches this principle regarding the kala. The Gemara will analyze this final statement. And pointing with you, the Mishnah said that the Chachamim said that the rulings were stated, but Mumin Shabbaseser, with regard to defects in unexposed parts of the body. Rav Nachman said, but Nikba Kamumin Shabbaseser Dami, an epilepsy, where seizures cause the woman to fall to the ground, is like defects in unexposed parts of the body. The Gemara clarifies, Vahani Mili Dekvile Yizman, this is only when the condition has a fixed time, so the woman can conceal it by not going out. But if the time is not fixed, Kamumin Shabbagawli Dami, it's like a defect in an exposed part of her body, since her condition is probably known. All right, so now go to our Simmer Daf Ayin Vav, and this one was suggested to us by Yeshua Eisenberg, who suggested that Ayin Vav is an IV bag or IV tube, intravenous bag or tube. So here goes. The newly married nurse with the IV bag, who just told her husband who discovered her mum, Mani li biyadcha, ignored the pleas of a donkey owner to hook it up to his dead donkey so he could try to keep a newly acquired cow, and brought instead to the young woman who had an epileptic seizure. Once again, slow motion. The newly married nurse with the IV bag, that must be learned off Ayin Vav. The newly married nurse with the IV bag who just told her husband who discovered her mum, Mani li biyadcha, which reminds us, Ravashi interpreted the Mishnah daf Ayin Hei Amanov to be, the ratio where she's still in her father's house is equivalent to someone saying, Mani li biyadcha, you owe my father a mana. Since the girl is only Mekudeshes, and if she were to get divorced, the ksuba would go to her father, and she's still a minor, the claimant against her husband is her father. Therefore, the chazaka of her body cannot be used to support his claim. And the sefer where the defect is discovered after she's married is equivalent to someone saying, Mana li biyadcha, you owe me a mana, since in that case the ksuba is paid to her. Therefore, her chazaka supports her claim for the ksuba. So the newly married nurse with the IV bag who just told her husband who discovered her mum, Mana li biyadcha, ignored the pleas of a donkey owner to hook it up to his dead donkey so he could try to keep a newly acquired cow. Which reminds the review said in the name of Shmuel, Amachli para b'chamor, if someone exchanges a cow for a donkey, mashach b'al chamor as a para, and the original owner of the donkey pulled the cow to effect the kinyan, but the owner of the cow did not have a chance to pull the donkey before the donkey died, as it was in a different location at the time, and he now claims that the donkey died before the cow was pulled, so that the kinyan never took effect, it's on the owner of the donkey to bring proof that his donkey was still alive at the time the cow was pulled. If he could not prove it, he must return the cow to its original owner. So, the newly married nurse with the IV bag who just told her husband who discovered her mum, Mani li biyadcha, ignored the pleas of a donkey owner to hook it up to his dead donkey so he could try to keep a newly acquired cow, and brought it instead to the young woman who had an epileptic seizure. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated that the Chachamim said that the rulings were stated, but Mumin Shabbaseser, with regards to defects in unexposed parts of the body. Rav Nachman said, "Benikva kamumin shabaseser dami." An epilepsy where seizures cause the woman to fall to the ground is like defects in unexposed parts of the body. The Gemara clarifies that this is only when the condition has a fixed time, so the woman can conceal it by not going out. But if the time is not fixed, it's like a defect in an exposed part of her body, since her condition is probably known. So once again, the newly married nurse with the IV bag who just told her husband who discovered her mum, Mani li biyadcha, ignored the pleas of a donkey owner to hook it up to his dead donkey so he could try to keep a newly acquired cow, and brought it instead to the young woman who had an epileptic seizure. All right, now it's time to go to our four blah bach chazara. Daf Ayin Beis. So the simple Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The man who put down his thick piece of birthday cake, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Beis. The man who put down the thick piece of birthday cake outside and went into the house of the Avel, which reminds us it was taught in a Braisa. Rav Meir used to say, what's the meaning of that which is written in Koheles? Tova leches al beis eva, meleches al beis mishta. It's better to go to house of mourning than to house of feasting. Ba'asher hu sof kol adam, l'chai yiten alibo, for that is the end of all man, and the living should take it to heart. What does it mean that the living should take it to heart? Dvarim shel misa, they should take to heart matters of death. The Gemara explains that this means that he should take to heart that what he does for the mace, such as eulogizing, bearing, or crying over him, will eventually be done for him when his time comes. So the man who put down the thick piece of birthday cake outside and went into the house of the Avel saw the deceased woman's head basket on the mantle, which reminds us the requirement for wearing a head covering is a deraisa and learned from the Parsha of Sota. But mid deraisa, a woman is able to go out with a kasa, a head basket, but according to Das Yehudas, it's prohibited to go out with it since it allows her hair to be seen through the spaces in the weave. Das Yehudas requires a more effective head covering. So the man who put down the thick piece of birthday cake outside and went into the house of the Avel saw the deceased woman's head basket on the mantle and listened to her children sadly explain that their father divorced her when he discovered she made a neder not to eat meat or wear colored clothing, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a man is Mekadesh a woman on condition that she's not under vows, and it's later found out that she is under vows, she's not Mekadesh, as it was taught in a Braisa, so the Mishnah was referring to the following types of Nedarim. Dvarim shall inui nefesh, matters of self-denial, that she won't eat meat, that she won't drink wine, or that she'll not adorn herself with colored clothes. Dafayin Gimel, so the similar Dafayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The ostrich farmer who was Mekadesh a woman with a giant ostrich egg. Giant ostrich egg? That must be run Daf Ayin Gimel. The ostrich farmer was Mekadesh a woman with a giant ostrich egg with a Tanai she had no Nedarim written on it, which reminds us it was stated, Kitcha al Tanai Knas Stam. One is Mekadesh a woman with a Tanai, but married her without a Tanai. Rav says, Tzricha men a get, the marriage is valid, and she therefore requires a get. But Shmuel says, Eina Tzricha men a get, the marriage is not valid, and therefore does not require a get. Abai said, Rav's reason is, Lefisha ein adam osa bi'la so bi'la znus, that a man does not let his bia be considered a bia of znus. Rashi explains that if he had waived his earlier Tanai, then not only would the marriage be valid, but she would also be entitled to her ksuba. So the ostrich farmer was Mekadesh a woman with a giant ostrich egg with a Tanai. She had no Nedarim written on it, and then took the egg back when he divorced her after Erison and married her again without the egg. Which reminds us, Abai revises a statement made by Rabbah to say, Malchokos betalus isha achas ke'ein shtei noshim. The Malchokos between Rabbah and Shmuel is regarding an error involving one woman that is like an error involving two women. Rashi explains that the cases where one was Mekadesh a woman with a Tanai that she does not have any Nedarim, and then divorced her during Erison, he then took her back and married her without any Tanai, and then it was discovered that she had Nedarim. So the ostrich farmer was Mekadesh a woman with a giant ostrich egg, with a Tanai she had no Nedarim written on it, and then took the egg back when he divorced her after Erison and married her again without the egg, could not tell from his father's silence if that meant he consented to the Kedushin, which reminds us, Abai challenged Rabbah from a Braisa that taught, if a man said to a woman, Harni balech amanash yirtza abba, behold, I'm having relations with you, as Kedushin on condition that my father consent, even if it turns out that the father did not consent, she is Mekudeshes. The Gemara says that the Tanakhama holds that the man really meant Amanas Sheyishto Ka'av, on condition that the father will remain silent and not object, and the father remains silent. Therefore, the condition is valid. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that he really means Amanas Sheyomer Abahen, on condition that the father will say yes, and the father did not say yes. Therefore, the condition is invalid. Dafayin Dalet, so the Simra Dafayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The confused Aidim, that must be run Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The confused Aidim to the Chalitza Mutes, where the Yavam was told the Yavama would pay him 200 zuz, but didn't. Which reminds us, a Chalitza Mutes is Kosha Omer Lachotzla, Amanashi Titin Lacha, Matayim Zuz. Wherever the Yavam was told, perform a Chalitza in order that the Yavama gives you 200 zuz. Rav Acha Brein Rav Ika said, why is the Chalitza valid? It's because the Avid Maisa Al Chuli Achli L'Tanai. Since he performed an act without reiterating the Tanai, it must mean he was Mocha on the Tanai. Here too, where he was Mekadesh Al Tanai but had beer without reiterating the Tanai, he must have been Mocha on the Tanai. So the confused Aiden to the Chalitza Mutes, where the Yavam was told the Yavama would pay him 200 zuz, but didn't, were taught the Parsha B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain to understand why the Tanai was invalid, which reminds us, Rav Acha explained why the Chalitza case is different. Since all Tanaim are learned from the Tanai that Moshe made with B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, a Tanai must resemble that original Tanai and be able to be carried out by a Shaliach, just like Moshe made Yehoshua his Shaliach. Tanai the Levshul Kayumi Ade Shaliach Luhavi Tanai. Tanai that cannot be carried out by a Shaliach is not a valid Tanai, and a Chalitz cannot be done by a Shaliach. Therefore, no Tanai can be attached to it. So, the confused Aidim to the Chalitza Mutes, where the Yavam was told the Yavama would pay him 200 zuz, but didn't, were taught the parchment they got him in a Reuben to understand why the Tanai was invalid by a doctor Nochachim called in as backup to try to help a woman with a physical defect. And a vow. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa regarding a case where the husband was Mekadesh a woman on condition that she had no vows or physical defects. If she went to a Chacham and he was Matir the Neder, she's Mekadeshes. If she went to a doctor who healed her, she's not Mekadeshes. What's the difference? Chacham okras a Neder mikaro v'rofa enu marape el mikanu haba. A Chacham uproots the Neder retroactively from its very inception, while a doctor cures the defect only moving forward. Daf Ein Hei, so the Simmer Daf Ein Hei is an Am Haaretz. So here goes. It was a match made in heaven when the short as an ant, Ama'aretz. Ama'aretz? That must be more in Daf Ayin Hei. It was a match made in heaven when the short as an ant, Ama'aretz, who combed wool as a profession. Which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that women prefer to be married than being alone, even if it means marrying someone who's exceptionally short or has a repulsive profession like combing wool. So it was a match made in heaven when the short as an ant Amaharis, who combed wool as a profession, met the sweaty woman with the mole who had bad breath, which reminds us, the Mishnah had said, kol mumin shepostim kohanim are blemishes. The disqualified kohanim from their avoda are considered blemishes for a marriage when the husband was mekadosh with it tonight that there be no blemishes. A braisa taught, hosifu olen zeh v'shuma v'reach peh. They added the following defects for marriage, which are not defects for kohanim: perspiration, a mole, and bad breath. So it was a match made in heaven when the short as an ant Amaharis, who combed wool as a profession, met the sweaty woman with the mole who had bad breath, and somehow he didn't notice her blemishes until she was already in his house, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hayibamumim va'od beveis avia, if physical blemishes were found in her after her erison, but while she was still in her father's house, the father must bring proof that they came to her after erison, v'nistachav ha'sadehu, so that it's the husband's field that was flooded, so to speak. If she entered the rishus of her husband before they were found, the husband must bring proof that they were there before, v'hayamechel mechoktaus, and his acquisition was an acquisition made in error. Boazer says the ratio reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua and the safe of the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their 10-question pop quiz. Number 1. Which tefillah in the Chalitza Mutes is where the woman said she would give the Yavam money to do the Chalitza, but then doesn't? That's on Daf Ein Dal. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we discuss the case of doing a Kinyan Chalifin with a cow and a donkey, and after Mashicha was done on the cow, it was discovered that the donkey had died? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 3. Which of the when the moon for a woman includes perspiration, a mole, or bad breath? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do we learn that epileptic seizures that come at set times are considered a moon shebaseser, a concealed moon? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we have a machokas of a father's silence to a son's kedushin reflects his consent or not? That's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which have they learned that a woman is over Das Yehudas if she wears a kalasa, a head basket? That's on Daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do we learn that women prefer to be married than single, even if it means marrying someone who is short as an ant or combs wool as a profession? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 8. Which have they learned that since chalitza cannot be accomplished through a shaliach, a tanai cannot be attached to it? That's on Daf Ayin Dod. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we learn if the wife's mumin are discovered in her husband's house, she can say, Manali biyadcha? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. And number 10. Which Daf do we learn the difference when the woman's mum is discovered in her father's house versus after she enters her husband's rishus? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zich wishing you a great day and great learning.